Well, a major national survey of farmers' attitudes to climate change has produced some pretty stark and maybe even unexpected results. The Farmers for Climate Action Group got more than 1,300 primary producers to complete their survey, representing a wide cross-section of industries and states. And the results were clear. 80% of farmers said they want politicians to do more and show more leadership on climate change. And it suggests a big shift away from the stereotypical idea that all farmers reject the warnings of climate scientists. Let's get more from Anna Vito.
Farmers have a reputation for scepticism when it comes to climate science, and plenty have seen weather changes come and go over many generations and remain unconvinced that there's any underlying trend beneath it all. But the results of a major national survey of farmers' attitudes to climate change has found many are worried and they want their politicians to do more.
Economics you can work around, debts you can work around, you know, finance, all the other issues that we've got. But if we continue to ignore climate change and it just continues to get worse, I think we're in real big trouble.
Peter Holding from Harden on the New South Wales Southwest Slopes is also a member of Farmers for Climate Action, which organised the survey.
You know, 5-6 years ago I would have said maybe 10% are supporting of climate change and the rest are agnostic or whatever you like to call it. Now it's up around 60% from our survey results accept it. 80% of the farmers acknowledge that things are happening on their farm, whether or not they accept climate change. That doesn't really worry them. It doesn't, quite frankly, it's kind of irrelevant.
I mean, so there are people in the survey who are saying, I've noticed changes on my farm. I'm not prepared to call them climate change, but there are changes?
So they're suffering more frequent droughts, less rainfall, more bushfires, increased weeds. And they've made the statement that it's happening with more regularity, if you like. And they don't know why it's happening and they're not prepared to accept climate change, but what we're trying to point out to the politicians is these things are happening.
More than 1,300 farmers completed the survey from across Australia and a wide range of industries, and some came to Canberra this week to present politicians with the results and a demand for action.
We need to stop the attacks on our research bodies. We need to continue extension so that we can get the messages out to the farmers. We need to encourage the farmers to be engaged, and we need good leadership to make all that happen.
Is there a risk that a survey like this is self-selecting, that the sort of person who's going to participate is someone who is concerned about these issues anyway?
Oh, look, there's no doubt that that's probably the case. I mean, I'm not hiding from that. I mean, we spent 3 days at Henty and we asked pretty much everybody that came along and we got 500 surveys filled out.
This is the big Henty field days in southern New South Wales.
Yes. Now, in the past when I've done that, I've been, it would be unusual to go through the day and not be told off and abused. That did not happen. We were able to engage in discussions. A good few people were unsure or deniers, but they were still prepared to engage with the discussion about what was happening on their farms and what they thought should be done. I thought we might get 100 surveys. We got 1,338 in the end.
Merino and grain farmer Christy Kingston came to Canberra all the way from Gemmalling in Western Australia to tell politicians about the impact of climatic changes that she and her husband and their district are already seeing.
So my father-in-law had half as much land but could run twice as much sheep. And the stats support that. So we've had in the southwest of WA a 19% reduction in winter rainfall, so the main June, July rainfall since the 1970s, and everyone can see that. Also, fire conditions are worsening. Our community emergency services people are saying that the season's longer. And so, for example, in the last 7 days in Gemmalling, everyone wants to get their crops off. They've been fighting fires on 3 of those days, and 2 of the days have been harvest bans. They're exhausted.
So what is the message then that you've been really keen to make sure the politicians here in Canberra hear from you this week?
Okay, well, basically, warming's locked in for the next 30 years, but what happens after that, we get to choose. So we can be part of the global efforts to reduce emissions and try and get some carbon back in the ground, or we can choose to not do anything. And I think for the biodiversity, for the people, we need to make the choice to do something.
What do you want the government to do about all this?
Well, I think even just saying publicly we accept the science, not saying things like it's a moral panic when there's actual literal panic, financial and life on the ground right now, we need them speaking clearly, and then private enterprise will feel more confident, come in and do the things that need to be done. We've got a solar farm starting up in a couple of shires away from me in Cundinan. So there are things happening, and I just think if there was stronger speaking out from our federal politicians saying that this is actually happening, we need to do something about it, there'd be more confidence from private investors to get things done.
That's West Australian merino and grain farmer Christy Kingston, who made the long journey to Canberra to talk to politicians about the results of that survey conducted by Farmers for Climate Action. And that report from Anna Vito. You're with ABC News Radio. And speaking of climate and rising temperatures, severe to extreme